Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Look. Almost time.
Yeah, it's practically straight up, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost midnight, so pucker up your lips, ladies.
Well, I predict that the world will end at the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
It's New Year's Eve, and we're all having fun. We'll blow our horns and play accordion. So happy New Year, happy New Year, everyone. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. Look, I've always been a guy who thinks we need to bring more women into the dive industry. So let's go to Jerry the Diver Guy and do just that. Jerry, you are in the smoky.
Gee, I love you too, Greg.
What are you talking about?
I get old for 1 minute, then you're already bashing me.
No, you're in the Smoky Mountains. I want to give you equal time. I mean, you're in the holiday mode, I assume. Or are you in exile after the Christmas crap extravaganza last week?
I'm in exile.
Yeah. What are you doing there in the Great Smoky Mountains?
Right now we're getting ready to go to Anakista.
Oh, yeah. The theme park in the sky.
Yeah.
Up there. Yeah, last time I was up there, some people were mauled by bears.
So they're still running around. They've not hibernated yet.
Okay. So. All right. Well, there's that. Yeah, but no diving. Are you going to go see the mermaid show at the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum or whatever, or no?
No.
No?
I ain't going to see no mermaid.
Okay.
I've seen enough of them.
All right. All right. So, okay. They got an aquarium there, too, you know.
Yeah, I'm sitting at it right now.
Oh, is that where you are?
Yeah, I'm sitting right beside of it just to talk to you, Greg.
Okay. Well, I feel honored and slightly annoyed.
That's you.
Yeah. But what do you think about all this Avatar stuff? Have you already seen the movie?
Up there is Anakista.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
All right. Yeah. I mean, Sylvia, I assume you went to the world premiere. Was that last week or a couple weeks ago for the movie or what?
I went to the cast and crew premiere last week in Hollywood. Yes, everybody was all dressed up. It's like a high school reunion. We get to see all our buddies. Jim was there with an opening, exciting speech for us to a party afterwards. It's like exactly 3 years ago we did it.
Yeah.
For the second movie, and we just reunited again. It was really nice to see, especially the kids in the movie who were teeny tiny when we were shooting in 2017.
Right.
And now they're all confident young adults.
Yeah. Does that feel weird when you know the movie just comes out this weekend? You're like, that was 3 years ago. I don't even remember what happened. Is it that kind of mindset for someone like you or no?
I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like years are going faster and faster. That maybe it comes with age, but definitely these 3 years just went poof.
Yeah. Well, that's how it grows. I mean, I would imagine that's how it would be. Yeah. So, I don't know. Next time you see James, put in a word for us. We'd love to pop in as a underwater monster. I mean, heck, you know, someone like Jerry or Vinny wouldn't even need a costume. Yeah. They wouldn't even have to CGI them.
That or a good hillbilly.
Oh, yeah. Underwater hillbilly. And the next Avatar movie?
That
might be
a
stretch.
Sure of those.
Yeah, they probably would. Well, you know, Avatar, you know, they would have to have a southern dialect version at old Jared the Diver
Guy. Still, you know, there's always a place for that in Hollywood, Greg.
Yeah, okay. If you say so.
Oh, yeah.
There's that. I mean, next on the agenda, do you get to hang with the crew anymore, or you just got to wait till the next word that they're going to film another one of these Avatar movies?
I do see quite a few of them here and there. The dive shows like the Dima, I got to see Kirk. I saw John Garvin just before that when he was in LA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them come in town. and we meet up. I saw Lynn, Mike, and it was it's really nice. It's a small world. The diving industry is a very, very acquainted little family. So it's always happy to bump into one of those guys or girls I worked with.
Sure. Sure. Well, I would imagine that's kind of a cool group to hang. I mean, we have our little clique here at Scuba Radio, but it doesn't nearly hold as much, notoriety or swag other than Brittany. I mean, the fact that I can say I know Brittany is kind of a big deal. But when I throw out names like Vinny and Jerry and Casey and Barry, and it's kind of like, oh, God.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you are well loved. That's true, Jerry. I mean, Barry loves you to death.
And
they even have a cute little nickname, Sylvia. Bear Jerry, we call him.
Whatever.
Barry and Jerry. But
that's
but, you
only
know.
In your dreams.
I don't know, Vinny, you're out there in L.A. Have you ever had the, you know, bug to go be in Hollywood and be in a movie or something? Or has that not tempted you like Sylvia over the years?
No. Never tempted me.
No, no, you just don't have any interest whatsoever.
Nope.
Why? You don't
no particular
be,
reason.
You just don't want to be in public or like a public figure. Or like, I mean, you're kind of a big deal, you know.
Actually, when I was a kid, I used to meet a lot of stars because I used to work up in Brentwood and Beverly Hills with my father.
Right.
He was banned.
I saw a lot
Hollywood.
Of very famous actors, but I just never thought of, you know, it was no big deal because I was born in the Hollywood area. It wasn't a big deal to me.
Hey, I'm Vinny Two Tanks. I don't care who you are.
You basically.
Yeah. Look at that. I mean, is that how it is out there in Hollywood from your perspective too? Or are you kind of a big deal now, Sylvia?
Honestly, I never wanted to be an actress or never had dreams of working in movies. The only thing I really enjoy doing is the stunts behind the water work. I specialize doing only water.
Yeah.
While a lot of stunts do have well-rounded resumes with fights and horses and driving and everything. And at some point I was thinking about it. I was about 27 when I got into Hollywood. And then I realized I can't keep up. I don't even want to keep up with these youngsters and get beaten up or fallen off a building or set on fire. I just gonna do one thing that I'm good at, and that's scuba diving. So I'll be honest with you, I'm not the typical stunt person who goes and schmoozes and gets the next jobs. I work when they call me. I don't go and hustle. Luckily, I have a resume and expertise. I still teach scuba diving instructor training. Actually, I'm teaching a fighter jet pilot right now to become a scuba instructor.
Wow.
So I work when they call me.
Yeah,
I don't really want Hollywood to be my main job because it's honestly, it's a backstabbing, hard to get in, never predictable when is your next job happening. And I have a family. I love my life. I can't live a life where I wait 10 p.m. to get a phone call if I work the next day. That's good for a short period when you work on something extraordinary like Avatar.
Right.
But that's not a life I want to live at age 50. And I'm turning 50 next year, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we kind of have that competition here on Scuba Radio with the crew. I mean, you got Jerry, Barry, Casey, Vinny, Barry. I mean, the whole crew. It's kind of like a Hunger Games kind of approach between the crew. Whoever survives is allowed to you
take
know,
your
continue.
Microphone.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just how we roll, which is not, you know, morally acceptable in most circles. But, you know, it's worked for us, so we'll do what we do. And in the meantime, you know, take a look at old Jerry the Diver guy. See if you can turn him into a movie star. He wants to be one. Look at him walking down the streets of.
I think Britney's going to be the next movie star.
Yeah, of course. She's the one she has the face. Jerry has the. Well, yes, I don't know.
But I got the body.
Greg has the face for radio.
Yeah, well, I got that much, right. I'll take that as a win. So go represent Brittany. And Sylvia, thanks again, and congrats on the book and the movie and everything. Thanks for hanging with us on this last show of 2025. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang? Come on.
Down, wear a sweater.
That's right. Safe diving, everyone.
Radio, the world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love scuba radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressured.
your eyes dare, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.